This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. It's a ritual almost as old as the immigrant experience itself, sending money back to the family in the old country. Last year, these money transfers added up to $305 billion worldwide. The World Bank predicts that number will drop to $290 billion this year, thanks to the economic downturn. NPR's Margot Adler reports that the world money crunch has spawned another new wrinkle for immigrants. Cash flowing the opposite way.
On a street in Washington Heights, a largely Dominican neighborhood in Upper Manhattan, La Nacional looks like nothing much, a nondescript check cashing store. You would never know that underneath this small office is a basement that runs the length of several buildings. Sitting in cubicles, more than 40 employees are arranging money transfers for clients all over the world. Most of the money goes to Mexico and the Dominican Republic, but they also send money to Eastern Europe, to the rest of Latin America, even to the Middle East.
Adelante. Gracias, señor.
How are you?
Alan Friedman, the president and CEO of La Nacional, is giving us a tour. Most of the employees are Latino. Friedman is white and Jewish and has limited use of Spanish. He tells us that his company has more than 800 agents in the U.S., more than 60 retail stores, and last year handled more than 3 million transactions. But if you're white and Anglo like him, he says, you may not even be aware this kind of business exists.
We're not the largest company in the world, and we did $781 million last year. Western Union's numbers are, you know, just humongous. And nobody realizes it.
And Dilip Rata says that's just a fraction. He is an economist at the World Bank.
Remittances in 2008 added up to something like $305 billion. Now, three times the size of all official development assistance put together. In Sri Lanka, remittances are larger than their tea exports. In Egypt, remittances are larger than the revenue from the Suez Canal.
And Rata says the U.S. is the largest source country with at least $50 billion flowing out annually. The number two country is Saudi Arabia. The downturn in the economy has slowed the flow of money from the U.S. to other countries. But now there's something new. Money flowing in reverse into the United States from abroad. That's up 15% to 18% this year. La Nacional has now hired three people to do what are called reverse remittances.
Transferencia un momento, por favor.
Ana Molina is a supervisor in the incoming remittances department. This morning, she has already processed quite a few reverse remittances, and her phone rings constantly.
Máximo 30, 50, tal vez, al día.
Molina says that when she was hired, there were at most 30 to 50 a day. Now, from the Dominican Republic alone, she says there are 70 to 100 a day. These services are popular because they are cheaper than most banks, and more important, neither party to the transfer has to have an account. Up above in the storefront office, Hector Hernandez comes in every Friday.
Trabajaba en una factoría de ropa.
He says he was working in a clothing factory, but he lost his job 5 months ago. He's looking for a new job, but hasn't had any luck. He used to send money home to his mother in Puerto Rico every month. But now, unemployed, he walks into this office every week to receive $50 from his mother. When I was working, I was sending her money every week. I was good to her, and now she's helping me. I am looking for a job so I can start sending her money again.
Alex, tengo aquí a Héctor Hernández recogiendo un dinero de Puerto Rico. Sí.
Within minutes, they're printing his check and he has his money.
Gracias.
Okay.
Bye.
Dilip Rata of the World Bank says it's very hard to estimate the amount of reverse remittances.
Especially when money is coming out of poor to richer countries. And sometimes the recipients in the richer countries, they might be undocumented.
That's one reason reverse remittances are hard to track. Rata says that ever since the economic crisis, migrants have been drawing down their savings accounts, the amount of money they hold in their country of origin. Back at the offices of La Nacional, Rosa Sanchez, a single mother with two children, has just gotten some money from her relatives. She says she hasn't been able to pay her rent due to the economy.
Comida, ropa, todo está más elevado, la luz.
Food prices have gone up dramatically, clothing for my children, she says, electricity, gas, everything is much higher now. You're spending more money and you have less money. You might wonder why immigrants who lose their jobs don't simply go back. Again, Ana Molina of La Nacional.
Si yo tengo un trabajo acá, aunque mis ingresos de aquí no son suficientes.
Even if I have a part-time job here, she says, and my salary isn't enough to cover my expenses, I can make ends meet with what I have there. But if I go back, I won't find a job, and those funds won't be enough. That's why people stay. Most immigrants coming into La Nacional don't want to leave the U.S., despite the economy. And the funds coming in, these reverse remittances, are tiding them over. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.